Welcome back to the RDG Show, starring your hosts, Rick, with Sir Grinch. If you are new to the channel, make sure to subscribe, like, and leave a comment below. The RDG Show is pre-recorded and is available on all audio platforms. Check out the links in the description. Also, don't forget to click on the notification button so you don't miss any of our videos. Now, enjoy the show.
Let's dive right into it. I'm actually, I told you about the story yesterday about the storming the Capitol.
Yeah.
And I originally I wanted it to be, I was just going to do my light thoughts and like point out some things that I thought were funny. But after like reading and watching a whole bunch of news video, the New Yorker came out with like a video like from inside. Mm. While it was going on, and there's other videos that have flown up, but it is so fucking weird that this happened. And we're late, I know. It's been, it was January 6th, so it's been like 2 weeks. Bad.
I felt like it was a little longer. That's fine.
Yeah. I actually felt like it was like last week. Just because everybody's been talking about it. So I don't know if you, what you kept up. I try not to keep up on that stuff, but really, this is one thing I couldn't avoid.
I don't know. I just try to disconnect from it lately.
Well, basically, it was they were certifying the votes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that Joe Biden won and some people couldn't handle it. So they started that like in the afternoon, like around 1, and then Trump at the same time was having his own rally and got people kind of excited and really patriotic. Mm-hmm. But people already knew this was going to happen, which is one of my first issues with it. But so right after that, after he was done, he did his, you know, peace, I'm out. They all moved to the Capitol. They all just like just, you know, in a orderly fashion.
Oh, that's good.
Fucking migrated to to the Capitol.
Nice fashion.
And then they started to try to like get in, right? Like, yeah. And at first it was like, I don't think at first, but I think the initial thought of like police and just the maybe the government in the big G in general was that they was going to be peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
It was not. There was literally people out there. I had seen this guy that was like, the only way to remedy what's going on in there, which was basically things they do every 4 years when there's an election, is only remedied by death. Yeah, that was a little extreme. I was like, y'all not even like, you know, the escalation of force. Ooh. Like, you guys just went straight to death. But essentially, they started like storming in, like they started going inside the Capitol. And what people are kind of like upset about is the fact that law enforcement was completely overwhelmed. They had like 30 people to how many ever people were at the insurrection, as they like to be called. So, yeah. And like all these names, like it was the 3%ers.
3%ers? That's new.
Yeah, those are the names of the militias.
Oh my god.
They had like some weird names like Beastie Boys or whatever. They like
that's
to call
a band.
Themselves.
You can't do that.
but
or a rap group.
They started to storm in, and it was just like you see videos of the cops. Well, they're outnumbered too. So I can understand from that perspective.
Well, if I may, not in defense of anyone here, but if they didn't do anything about the BLM, you know, protests, then they really can't do this. If they showed more force for the Capitol rioters or whatever, raids, right? Mm-hmm. Then that shows favoritism, and you can't do that.
So this is where it gets kind of tricky, because I don't like to, you know, play the race card. I save mine for extreme situations.
Mm-hmm.
But
what a cunt.
But they, like, in July or was it June? In the summer when, you know, BLM was happening and the Capitol here, the reinforcements was like none other. Like there were, it seemed like all the DMV area had all the cops that they can pull.
Oh, really?
The National Guard. And the way they dispersed it was with like tear gas and like they had the riot shields, the fucking guns with the bean bags and
oh hell yeah, the shotgun
rubber the fucking bags. Yeah, so they had all that for BLM. They had absolutely nothing for this.
Yeah, but the because
and BLM turned out not to be like, you know, as violent, and that's where everybody's kind of playing the race card, where it's like, well, they were prepared for BLM because they were black. These people were, you know, white bread white. So they, you know, they thought it was going to be more peaceful. So they didn't have anybody. And they were saying, it's funny because some of the rioters were like, you know, we're on your side talking to the police. Mm. Like, you know, we were there for you when BLM was happening. Right. Blue Lives Matter. Why they were beating them as well. So it's kind of no contradicting. It's like,
there's a guy beating the shit out of a cop. We're on your side. Yeah, we're on your side.
Just let me love you. And it was
like a kid with a puppy.
Yeah.
Don't squeeze him. You're going to kill him. He's like, let me love you.
Larry just fucking snap his neck. Because there was cops that came out and they were like, you know, one of them, it's really funny because they did an interview. Not funny and like ha-ha way, but it was very strange because he was like, you know, he thought about using his pistol. Mm. But he's like, I wasn't going to be able to take out all of them. I was only going to be able to take out a mouth. Yeah. Exactly. He was like, if I took out my weapon, I would have maybe got one or two, but they would take it from me, and that would give him all the justification they need to kill me.
Yeah, they would fucking rip his limbs off, because we're not dealing with fucking... I mean, if we're talking about, I guess we're on the topic of politics. I mean, so if you're going to take, like, obviously, you know, the left or the right side, in that situation, the right will fucking massacre, like, everyone. Because they're like 100% like fucking like America rules first, you know, not any of the, like the pussyfooting like, oh, we're all fucking gonna just, you know, dance around and sing Kumbaya. They're like, no. This is what's happening, because that's the way to get the message across.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, I think he had the right mentality for that, because if he pulled his pistol out, he just.
Yeah, he did. And over. He was like, so he just like kind of went the humanity route and was like, I have kids and stuff like that, so people started shielding him and was like, all right, and he was like, you know, thank you, but fuck you at the same time for being there, which I was like, that's great. I didn't know CNN could air that.
Did they air that?
They just bleeped out his obviously, but we know what he was saying. But yeah, it was like, if you see the inside too, they kind of like, they went into offices, so this is the scary part actually, is the fact that they went in. If they would have gone in maybe 15 minutes earlier, or maybe 10 minutes earlier, they would have actually, because they evacuated the spaces. Mm-hmm. The buildings, they started evacuating them. And I think if they would have gone in a little bit sooner, they would actually have caught the people that, like, the lawmakers, yeah, you know, Pence was in there, fucking like, Nancy.
This is what you're going to do.
And yeah, because they went in there and they were like, you know, they opened the floor, where they were just like literally voting maybe 15 minutes before. And they were like, where's Nancy at? Like, you know, like Pelosi? Their friends or whatever. Yeah. Oh. They were like, you know, not even her full name or anything. No title. Wait, just like, hey, Nancy, where are you at?
Where's that motherfucker?
And so, but they, you know, nobody was there because they were able to evacuate them. Some people, they sealed off some of the offices and stuff like that. And it's scary to think what would have happened if they would have caught them inside. Because the police was in this, as much as they tried, they were completely useless. They had no power. They had nothing to offer other than like maybe one of the guards like distracted the mob while like Pence was able to evacuate.
I think it's a good note to remember that for, you know, that side of, for like law enforcement and for the government to remember that, you know, we don't work for you. You work for us. Not that whatever happened was right and it was definitely the wrong approach, but like it's at least, you know, you got to try to find the diamond in the rough, I guess. And it really helps reinforce in their minds that like, no, shit can turn bad quickly. So if you fucking keep spinning this shit out of control, like, the people will fucking take over.
No, absolutely. And it's funny that you say that, because, like, there was all these videos that you can find them on, like, CNN and
just except Google for, it, oh, honestly. Sorry, except for people in, where is it, Portland? That's, no, just don't even worry about that.
Oh, like, yeah, you guys are in your own things. Yeah, you do worry about thing. You yeah. right now. Take some time to reflect.
Whatever's going on.
Fucking idiot. But there were, like, people saying, like, oh, you know, have you ever been here in this house? And people were like, no. And they were like, well, it's your house. A lot of people were saying, like, this is your, like, because it's the tax money that pays for that stuff. Oh, so yeah, it's like
the building
it's
itself?
Yours or oh, whatever, yeah, right? Yeah, true. And this is the issue I have with those kind and just riots in general, because they even in L.A., there were the riots there.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the Grove got messed up and all these nice places got, like, vandalized and just destroyed. And it's the same thing as here. They were, like, getting into offices since they couldn't find anybody. Mm-hmm. What they started doing was, like, not everyone, but some people were starting to, like, trash offices completely, break yeah. windows and stuff. And it's like, well, it's, you say it's your stuff. And the way property works for me is that if I bought it, I'm gonna be pissed if it's fucking broken.
Yeah, of course.
Like, treat it, you know, with some respect. And they didn't. They were just like, it's mine. I'm gonna break it because actually, I don't work here, and I don't have to clean this stuff up. So it's and then they show the cleaners like cleaning it afterwards, and I'm like, look, man, fucking, what are you guys doing?
They didn't have to show that. Poor people are like fucking sweeping up the fucking trash and shit after all these fucking animals are in here destroying everything.
And it's just ridiculous. And hopefully, you know, as we're leading up to tomorrow's the inauguration, so we'll see how that, because now they put a perimeter. They, you know, they got all like the National Guard is now standing by and stuff like that.
Something is off there a little bit.
What do you mean?
I mean, has there ever been? I mean, to my knowledge at this moment, like, there hasn't been a moment like that where a president is being inaugurated and he needs barriers and fucking National Guardsmen to fucking protect him and shit. Doesn't that kind of sort of...
These two last... Oh, well, tomorrow will be... we'll see how it goes, but even... Excuse me. Even Trump's inauguration was kind of weird as well.
I saw that one. It didn't look weird. I mean, I don't remember.
I think it was just a lot of maybe like the publicity around it and all the like, you know, he was like there was, you know, was he? I don't know. He was the one that said like, you know, there were thousands and thousands or millions of people out there. And it was like they Snapchat and it was like 20 people out there or whatever. Obviously, exaggeration. But it was like it was a lot of like it's just been weird since he got in office. Everything surrounding politics. I don't think we've been invested in politics so much as just a commoner in politics because of this.
It's so annoying that it's become pop culture.
It really actually has. And everybody thought now that I guess maybe after Inauguration Day, but I don't know. But everybody thought, you know, once Biden was elected, we like kind of crossed that line and we're like, all right. We feel better. And it's like, well, life is almost like the pandemic when people crossed over to 2021. They were like, okay, we made it. It's like, it's none of this is over yet.
Yeah, who's, I want
to, like, we're just in a new year.
That just because like 2021 started, like, oh, everything's like back to normal.
and it's like, no, it's like both the virus and like all these political shenanigans don't know that we cross to another year. Like they don't care about years, days, or they're gonna continue.
Yeah. It doesn't have the pandemic doesn't have a feeling,
you know. Yeah, or like, an expiration date.
2021 or 2020 is over. I'm tired. I'm gonna call it a year.
Go ahead and hibernate for the next couple years and then come back.
I'll come back in 2050. Some shit.
It's ridiculous. And. It's just, I kind of want to see what goes on. And I hate talking about politics or even keeping up with them. But because of all this stuff, it's just kind of scary to see, like, this was able to happen. Like, you would think, you know, it's the Capitol. It's not,
I don't know.
Like, Walmart. It's not Target. Like,
I don't know. I don't feel that way at all. I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think. That should always be in the back of their mind that like this kind of shit can happen and has happened before. Yeah, it's been a very long time.
It's been a long time since we've been there.
Really, the really important thing is left, right doesn't matter. The fucking, these people that think that the government, like, knows, it's just this knowing, all-knowing, fucking wise, just, like, group of people that just know everything and we should just listen to them because they're always right, are dumb. If that's your mentality, then you're dumb because they're fucking people just like the rest of us, and they're just in a position where they're making up these rules how they think society should run. And sometimes they're right and sometimes they're wrong. But when you're very wrong or there's some fucking shady shit going on, they should absolutely know that, yes, this can happen, and maybe this could have, like,
I guess. I just don't think this was the solution to do it. Like, if they felt not. Like, they obviously feel that it's wrong, and I got it. Your guy didn't win. You think there was collusion, right, of sorts. But we also felt like that in, you know, 2016 when he was elected president. There was also that, you know, oh, he was in, but this didn't happen. Now that it's the opposite, like, their guy didn't win. Now it's a, you know, I don't think this, you could have handled it differently. And I think destroying, potentially, so somebody actually did die. And it was like this 35-year-old woman that was protesting, and she was like shot, I believe by one of the officers that was just trying to, you know, get everybody back.
Oh, she was.
She was like shot in the chest. She was evacuated and stuff, but she ended up dying in the hospital.
She was one of the, I guess, all right. So when it's like the BLM thing, it's a protest. But when it's, I guess, the right, they're calling it riots. So she was one of the rioters.
She was one of the rioters and not,
because if we were saying it the other way, it would have to be, oh, she was one of the protesters. But they're not even,
they yes, correct. Yeah, protest, yeah, yeah.
They're calling it a riot. So she was one of the rioters.
Yeah, it's I don't know, this whole thing, because they compare it,
because like shortly after, like, I mean, because I had heard about it, you know, here and there, mm-hmm. but like I just didn't look into it because I was like, oh my god, what the fuck's going on now, let me just keep up with my studies and what's it called. So I didn't really pay that much attention to it, but I looked it up like a couple of days after the news broke, and I was like, well, did anybody actually die? And what's annoying about whatever's going on in the news right now is like one news agency will be like, either like, yeah, nobody died, or they try to make it seem like it's leading up to like 20 people were killed. They're like, no, all these people got like injured and like, or not even seriously injured. From what I've seen is like a lot of people sustained a lot of injuries, but no deaths or anything. The only one that I did see, which was weird, was a cop died, but he wasn't killed at the Capitol.
The actual thing, yeah.
He ended up committing suicide, which I don't know what the fuck that was all about. It's unfortunate, but I didn't look that much into it either, because I was just like, something's not matching up here.
Yeah, and that's the issue too, with just like taking like the news, whatever they say, as gospel as well, because it's like, no. You never know. It's like they did the same thing for BLM, depending on what, you know, what you believed,
yeah, exactly.
And who you listened to. It was like, it was all peaceful and it was all good, and then on the other side it was like, no, they're destroying the country, they're rioting, they're doing this and that. It's kind of almost the same here. It's like some people, and maybe from the right, is like, oh, it was successful, and obviously from other people's point of view is like, what the fuck were you guys doing?
It's just the opposite. It was the BLM had their time, and now whatever this group is going to be called,
they
now,
moved
now
into
it's
it.
Their time, and then we'll just keep shifting back and forth between these disturbances of peace, I guess.
The only kind of difference is that I think that you can kind of tell is that with BLM, I think protesters were actually like, they knew what they were kind of getting into, so they knew that they might get hurt or they might be arrested and stuff like that. Here, I don't think any of them thought that they were going to be held accountable, because if you haven't seen the videos, and I was trying to find it, it's, you know, they were posted all over. So funny, because the people that they could identify, they were putting on a no flight list.
Oh, shit.
So when they would get to the airport to be like, all right, we're done. We did what we came to do. I got to go home, you know, to Ohio.
Wait, what? Ohio. That's right.
And they were stopped there because they were like, no, like, you can't, you know, you've been put on a no-fly list, and they were escorted out. People were calling them terrorists, and it's like,
that's really fucking.
And they were like, I'm sorry, crying to cut you off, and saying, why?
You remember the first Purge, the movie?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the only one I did watch.
I don't remember if it was the first one or the second one, but they had, part of the idea was that they had foreigners coming to visit the U.S. just during Purge, like the Purge lockdown. Just so they can fucking participate in all this shit and then fucking and then get out of here.
And
so,
they shut them out.
Yeah, and then they just fucking, they're like, all right, we've killed like 18 people. We're good. We'll come back next year. See you next year, America. And then they just take off. Maybe they had the same mentality. They're like, all right, we'll come here. Yeah. We'll destroy everything. And we're going back to Ohio.
Yeah, and it was just, they were so surprised that they were being like hauled off or arrested. And it's like, what? It's injustice. It's like, well, you stormed a federal building and then destroyed property, potentially putting other people's, that some people beat the shit out of cops.
Yeah, I believe that.
While saying, obviously, you know, because they were like attacking them with like bear mace, all type of objects, the American flag, which is just, again, really weird.
That is unacceptable.
So in it's funny that you were saying that, you know, people think that like the government's all knowing and they have like all this information, right?
It blows my mind that some people really think this way.
So when they got into the floor and they saw that nobody was there, they started opening like their little desk that they have, and looking at all the, you know, going through the documents and taking pictures of the documents. And they were like, it's got to be here somewhere, as if they were going to find a letter that said, we are in cahoots to get Trump out. Like, what are you guys looking for? Yeah. They were looking for the golden ticket.
What would have been great is if they were looting through like all the desks and everything, and somebody just magically stumbled upon some fucking document about Area 51. Yeah. Going on in there, like, oh shit, we got it. Let's get the fuck out of here. That would have been my first thought. I'd be like, oh shit, fuck everything else. Let's go. Nothing else matters.
Yes, that's. I mean, it would have been great. It's funny if they would have got that kind of information, but like I don't know what the hell they got.
Because it's in Nevada, right? Yeah. Area 51 was in Nevada, so they'd go to that representative's, like, his desk or whatever. His or I don't know who the fuck it is, his or her, and then just go over there and just, like, start rifling through shit, and then he'd come up on one of those manila folders with classified stamped on the front of it, and then he's like, oh, this is important. This is it!
It's... So, yeah, it's completely...
Yeah, sidetracked.
It's completely weird. I mean, yeah, that's the other thing. Even if they would have got classified information like that, leaking it is illegal. So, and the thing is also...
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know what I'm thinking about here.
You're like, no, if they don't know, then it's fine.
It works when you die and you go to heaven. It's like, oh, you didn't know you were supposed to kill people? Yeah, get in.
I didn't see the banners and I didn't see the stamp there. I didn't know what it meant exactly. I thought it meant top.
I never was really shelf, able to read.
Not really. Yeah. it's just like, what was the end goal, really? Even if they would have got him in there, was the end goal to be like, stop? And then they'd be like, okay. And then that's it? It's like, there had to be more than just that. I'm pretty sure. And that's what's scary about it.
No, I mean, I think I can sort of understand what they wanted. Because I think what their idea was, because I didn't know that Trump was doing a rally, I guess, nearby. Which is like what I just saw here, a couple articles, whatever. But so they literally just went from there to back to the Capitol or whatever. And I guess their idea was to like show force and be like, no, we know he won, and you guys are bullshitting. This needs to stop now.
Because they're blaming him with enticing that crowd.
Yeah,
because he had said, and paraphrasing, because I don't. No, exactly. I don't obviously listen to his rallies, but he was saying like the Republicans need to find a way to take its country back.
Oh, and they took it literally.
Yeah, they were like, "Oh,
okay,
we are taking this back."
That one guy with the red face paint, and he had that like
the horns.
Bison hat. Like, yeah, I think it was the horns. That one guy. I guess he's like
that
he's
is
like
the worst guy, just because afterwards I had read somewhere where he was, they, you know, they got him and they had him in custody, and he couldn't eat. He had like only like a dietary fucking restriction. He can only eat like vegan stuff or whatever. It's like, oh my so you're so tough, that but you can't eat regular food.
Representation at all, the U.S. Okay.
I would have started. I would have led with that. Like, we got him in custody. He is not able to eat these, you know, these certain foods. He's very sensitive.
Who the hell? Who elected like, this guy?
What are you talking
who
about?
Brought him in. That's what I want to know.
Yeah, and, like, oh. And he was really tough too. They showed a video of him. Like, he got in the
I just vice saw president's standing seat on and stuff desk,
like that.
Like going yeah. like that. That's it.
He wanted to be the guy in like in charge and shit like that.
Okay.
Which was like okay.
And then as soon as it leaks that he's a vegan, they would have fucking taken him out. Yeah. Like, get out of here, Jack. What are you talking about?
He was like, that's a
go
bigger...
fucking go outside. Go graze the grass. We'll make the decisions in here.
That was a bigger betrayal to them than Trump not, not winning.
Shit. apparently but five it was, people died. Oh, shit. Well, that's what it's saying now. Five people, including Capitol Police officer, died from the events while dozens were injured. Trump initially resisted sending the D.C. National Guard to quell the mob.
Yeah, because then they did send the National Guard, and apparently it was like a small number at a time. It wasn't like with full... It took them literally, they started like around 1:30-ish maybe,
mm-hmm.
And not until like close to 6 did they get finally people pushed back.
You mean the government pushed back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like they were finally able to get them out of the building and push them off the the area. And it's like, it took you guys that long to do that? Like, with the National Guard standing by? Like, that's insane.
I mean, how long did it take for that? They didn't even stop when the BLM riots were going on, right?
No, they just used way more force.
No, I'm talking about like...
And here, when, that's what people are saying, that initial, they didn't use as much force.
Remember when they started that first wave of, like, destruction?
Yeah.
And then, like, I think it was, like, second one started coming around, and then they just literally were like, no, we're not even going to... Yeah, absolutely, do your thing. Especially, like, it was going on here in L.A. They were, like, they started destroying shit again, and they were just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just, to me, it just doesn't make sense with destroying things, because it almost seems like, oh, where I live or what I have is shitty. So, yeah, so it's like, if anything, if you want, if you see a place like The Grove, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that's one of the places that got like trashed, and it's a nice area.
Yeah,
it's like if you want to take over the area, that's a whole different thing. But why would you destroy it just so it can look like? I guess like if I can't have the nice stuff, no one can.
I think that is the mentality. Yeah,
and it's like why though? It would be smarter for you to take over it and be like, this is my stuff now. That just doesn't make like. Doesn't make sense to me, at least. That's why I always get mad when I hear about like the looting and destroying. It's like, why? You guys are just wasting people's money. And especially if you're like, oh, this is the taxpayer, this is my money. You go and destroy the thing. Guess what kind of money is going to have to be used to repair the stuff? Taxpayer money. So you're only paying to literally fix what you just broke. It's like, why would you do that? That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. I think these like both of these fucking groups think... They think like a civil war is like a good idea, and I don't think it's ever gonna. I don't think it'll break out. Hopefully, it doesn't. But if it did, they're in for a really it's gonna be rough reality check, dude.
It's like the and so it's what I've been saying this whole entire time. It's not everybody. I get we have to worry about this virus, yes, but literally, I don't think it's gonna be the virus that kills us off. It's gonna be ourselves because it's just all these two groups keep fucking.
It's still like less than 1% that actually die from coronavirus.
Yeah, it's more of the. It's a really high number of cases.
Yeah, there's a lot of cases. Yeah, yeah, but
yeah.
The death rate is like super low. It's almost like you would think, oh, because the death rate is super low, maybe we should start opening things back up.
Yeah, which I don't know.
Just not there.
I know there is that difference between like now that I'm back on the east side, there's that huge difference of like, okay, things are a little it doesn't seem as I ran into somebody or one of these people were like organization was asking for donations right outside Whole Foods.
Oh
they had asked me guys. Like where I'm from And I said LA, and they're like, why would you want to be like, why are you here then? You know,
wait,
that's because
wait,
everybody has this again? Mentality of like
the
LA, because they were like,
quick, say that again.
Oh, I said, they had asked me where I'm from, and I said LA,
right?
And they're like, oh, why are you like, why are you here? You wish you were over there, aren't you? And it's like, no, I was like, no, I prefer right now being out here. Like I had missed going to the gym and just doing. I don't go out as much. The real thing that I actually had missed from being here is my own place.
Oh yeah.
That's the number one thing that I had, like my stuff, like just my own space. That's because I'm not on this fad about, like, you know how now it's kind of cool to be like an introvert and be like, oh, I don't like people. And I've been saying that since day one.
I've hated when people started saying that since day one.
Everybody, yeah, it was like, first of all, you guys weren't on this.
I don't need anybody and blah, 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 blah. Like, shut the fuck up. All right. Please, don't fuck yourself. Yeah, you don't need anybody. All right. Hang out. Do me a favor. Follow the guidelines to the T. Stay inside of your house for fucking 2 weeks. You don't need anybody. Don't say a word to anybody. And then get back to me and let me know how those 2 fucking weeks went.
This was the real test of people saying like, oh, you know, I don't like being around people. And then all of a sudden, everybody's depressed.
You got your wish.
And everybody wants to get out. And it's like, well, what happened to you didn't
you
like
introvert.
To be around people? Or like, what happened?
I thought you didn't like people. I thought you preferred animals.
I always hear that, especially when I started. Like our bosses were like, you know, if you guys need to take time off. And it's like, I was like, for what? This is literally what I had been asking for, because I didn't want to travel as much and I wanted to just be home. It's so odd. But I hear what you told me earlier about the weather.
Oh, so knocked my phone. So apparently, all right. So for a Category 1 hurricane to be considered a Category 1 hurricane, here, I'm going to pull it up for you right now just so that I make sure I have the right fucking numbers here for you. For Category 1 hurricane, which I've been through many in my life, being from the east side, you know, winds have to range from 74 to 95 miles an hour, which sounds like a lot, but it's really just, you know, if you want to be that douchey college kid that only looks at statistics and thinks he knows everything, you can be, but I'm telling you, you're wrong, because Category 1, 2, and 3 hurricanes, nobody gives a shit about them. Because once you've been through enough of them, you know the state's already prepared enough that you're not gonna lose power. They've already been through enough of it to know what to do. And people,
I imagine you and your people just like looking at the like just being out there in the winds, just like just fucking t-shirt open and just like
that's literally what it's like, dude. When it was the most recent one that I can remember, I think was 2017. Because I had just gotten out of the military and I was staying with my sister, and we had a Category 5 come through. I don't even remember what the fuck it was. There's so goddamn many recently. And I went out into it. Everything was shut down. Obviously, it was a Category 5, so it wasn't a joke. Yeah. But like once the eye started getting near and things sort of started calming down, I'm like, I'm going out. I'm going to fucking explore in this shit. And then she's like, no, don't go. And I was just like, well, you know, I'm not going to listen to you. So I fucking go out to, I just got out of the military, but I'm gonna do what you tell me to do, okay? So I gear up, throw on my fucking Gore-Tex, and I go out exploring, looking around a little bit. I even took a video with my phone because it was calm, but it was still, you know, in the middle of the hurricane. And the winds are fucking blowing hard. I was literally like walking. It was like hard to walk through it. Like you could feel it like pushing you back, the wind. Oh, it was fucking wild. And then but anyway, that was a Category 5.
Yeah.
Category 1, 2, and 3 is just like, bro, people are going to go to work. They're going to go to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. Some people might like stock up a little bit extra on waters, but like it's normal. You know what I mean? Only when it turns to a Category 4 do things start getting wild. Now, I mention this because this morning I checked the weather, as I do most mornings. And then I saw a National Weather Service warning. The problem here in Los Angeles is that the winds are going to be from 25 to 35 miles an hour.
Oof.
With gusts up to 55 miles an hour.
Mm.
And that sounds terrifying. I got to tell you, I'm afraid to go outside. I don't really understand why.
But that's what they're telling people, right? Stay inside.
What are they achieving from this pampering and really fucking treating everybody with kid gloves? Oh, it's gonna be 40 miles an hour wind outside. Be careful. What are you fucking talking about, bro? I struggle to understand this. I really do.
I can't remember one of the times that I was in California and I was like, oh, other than obviously fire season, where everything seems to be.
That's fucking serious.
Yeah, on fire. Yes, that's but I don't live near that area. So all we get is the residual fucking ash that comes from it.
The latest one where it was, I think it was that baby reveal party, whatever, mm-hmm. and it struck a huge one. I remember waking up in the morning and looking at my window here in my balcony, and although it was covered by the blinds, the outside of it was fucking orange. It was really crazy. I woke up.
Yeah, because they were telling people not to go out
because of the ash. And all this stuff. And I was just like, that was some shit I never seen before. I was like, what the fuck is going on outside? And then I immediately looked it up and I was like, oh, one of these fires. Oh, okay.
And that's not a normal thing anyways. That's that happened this last year, but it's not something that always happens.
That's good to know.
But other than that, I was in Japan for 2 years and we had tsunamis.
Right.
And we would still go out and right before the actual it got really serious, we would go out and run, and then it was almost as soon as we said it got serious, all right, everybody start running back. So then it was like a life or death thing.
That's exactly the same way that a category 4 is treated in Florida. It's it'll be 3 for a while, and it's off the coast. It's wrecking Dominican Republic, just destroying it, and they're just, and then everybody's all right, well, it's not here yet, so I think we're good. And so everybody's going to work, hanging out, and then it's it starts coming closer and closer, and oh shit, it's a category 4 now. And then people are all right, let's start taking things seriously a little bit. Let's go to Home Depot,
let's go
to the grocery store, let's stock up a little bit. And then once it gets to category 5, then there's a good sort of general, at least around there, there's more of a sense of community, because people aren't, I mean, I remember years ago when there was all this craziness going on, and the gas stations were overwhelmed, and then they didn't have enough, they started running out of water for people and all this shit. But that was when I was back in middle school or high school. Thankfully, since then, they've got it figured out, and there's more, people are friendlier now whenever there's a serious hurricane coming on. People mm-hmm. are more willing to help each other and are more understanding.
And you see,
I don't know what's going to happen out here though with these 40 mile an hour winds today. I mean,
I don't see that as crazy. I don't even know what community would actually be like that, where it's we got each other, help each other out and stuff like that. LA is so divided in so many places. Example. Where it's like,
I was just in Florida, right? And there was nothing going on. And I go to the mall with my sister. And we're in the parking lot, we're walking, mind our own business, and then somebody honks their horn, and we turn, and it was a lady was pulling, a car was driving by, dumbass. The lady that got in her car to pull out, she honked the horn to let this guy know, hey, I'm leaving, you can take my spot, and it was really close to the door. And my sister was oh my God, that's so crazy. I never saw anything like that. I'm maybe you're just blind to it, because I see it all the time on the east side, at least, where people are really, they're more friendly to a degree.
I can think of some places I've been that I'm just like,
still that sort of New York and Florida I guess attitude or whatever.
Yeah,
but when you're from there, it's, and you're used to it, it's like, it's just
a whole different kind of
it's normal for you. But I mean, I think out here it is. It's still pretty. People are generally pretty, pretty kind to each other.
People over there, I think, just I don't know. I don't know if it's just
outside
the way maybe society has moved into, but people just complaining in general. There are some people, the whole name now, Karen, has gone around since when, which it was it's really sad when they actually put a name to it, because then I'm well, it fucks up the name for everybody now. So all Karens are just
I knew a Karen once, and she really wasn't my favorite person, so it didn't bother me at all. Kind of fit right in.
It makes sense. But it's just like, Jesus, it's just every little thing is, and over there, I think that's the issue with pampering, is that you pamper people so much that any little thing for them is complainable. It's just like, it doesn't come out exactly.
It turns into a disaster. They go so far into like the overcorrection that they completely lose sight of like what should be done in the right way to not have people freak out. Like this little announcement just here, like, all right, the winds are going to be a little bit heavier. Okay. You're going to fucking die? No. There was a warning in here about stay away from wooded areas, which, as we all know, LA is hugely known for its wooded areas here. So I'm definitely
going to make sure to avoid the forest. I couldn't think of a day that I didn't walk outside and I was already in a forest.
I can't. Yeah. I haven't seen one since I've been here.
I think in my trip out there, only when we went hiking that I encountered in wilderness. Other than that, everything is just fucking street pavement.
Ay, what is going on?
But this is a nice little lull to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
So how are you liking that East Side Freedom?
It's just more of the I'm a home kind of aspect than it is like, because I don't go out as much. Like I'm a real introvert, so I actually don't go out, and it's right, like I don't hit people up, and it's like, oh, let me go see.
The thing to note here is it's fine to be an introvert, but at least you're not one of these fucking momos that like pretends like that I don't like people and I don't like interacting with people. Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Scumbag.
So right now it's more of the choice. That's what I like.
Oh, yeah,
here.
Because now,
like,
yeah, now
if
you can,
I do want to go out, exactly, and like, you know,
you
if I like hit somebody
the
up, then, yeah, exactly. And that was the big, I got here, I told my boss, I was like, oh, I'm very happy to be back because I get to go to the gym. I was like, out there, I might have not gone every day just because I was like,
it's not available.
I just, you know, like, well, even if it was available, that's what I'm saying. Even if it was available, I wouldn't have gone every day.
Oh, well,
just
yeah,
because I got other stuff to do,
friends,
and yeah, and I want to,
yeah,
I want to spend time over there and not be like an hour plus in the gym. I want to spend that hour with people that I don't get to see every day here, but at least I would have that option. I was like, I didn't even have that option here. I was like, I might not go to the gym just because I don't fucking feel like it.
Yeah.
But at least I know, okay, like it's fucking, it can be 7 p.m. and I'm like, it's still open. Let me go get a quick workout and then
it's
come
nice,
back.
It's nice when you have that option.
The option. Yeah, that's what I like from being here.
It was such a great shift because like, yeah, because I went from here to over there and it's like, you don't even, there's no second thought behind it. It's like, hey, you guys want to go to the bar? All right. Yeah, let's go. Put your fucking mask
there's
on.
There's not that that thing that we had where it was like, oh, do you guys want to like eat something? It's like, yeah, let's go eat. Where can we? Is it shut down now? Oh, that place is not
that
open.
That one time that we actually that went out, and it was
it's like when I first got there.
Yeah, and then they fucking
because like shut literally 2 weeks after I was there, boom, outdoor dining had shut down, and I was
dude, I was so mad. It was because it was only open for like 2 weeks, so I think it was like open for like the week before you got here, and then that first week you were here, and then they shut it back down. And then it's like, and we're all hanging out. It's like, you want to go grab something to eat? It's like, yeah, no, we have to pick it up and then come back here.
And then come back here.
And we'll eat here. And it's like, no, you can't make an event of it anymore.
The only time David was useful. And that's the reason why I prefer being here and having my own place.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because then I don't have to depend on anybody like to be able to just fucking have a meal with people. But what's not now, what is now not becoming an option is the paper straws versus plastic straws.
Bro,
I know, talk to me.
You just lit a fire. I was in Florida, and I went out to a restaurant with my friends, Flanagan's, which is a pretty popular spot, right? So we're all sitting there. We order our drinks. The lady comes by, and she didn't give us straws initially. And I was like, well, you know, I thought about it for like a half a second. I was like, what is this, California? I have to ask for specifically for fucking straws. What are you doing? Give me the fucking straw and then I'll choose if I want to take it or whatever. Anyway, so she does drop. She asks, like, do you guys want straws? I'm like, yeah, sure. Throws them down. I go to grab one. I didn't even have to open the fucking packaging. I can feel it in my fingers.
No, yeah.
That it's a fucking piece of shit paper straw. And I got so and then like my friends kind of started laughing at me because they noticed like the instant change in my like demeanor, because I was like all happy and excited. And I'm like, oh yeah, we're hanging out, everything's fine. Pick up a motherfucker. And I just threw that shit on the fucking table. I was like, fuck this
bullshit. It completely changes the mood. It's, yeah, of whatever you're having.
I mean, who doesn't want, you know, a piece of a two piece of paper to dissolve into their drink to give it more flavor? I mean, well, why wouldn't you want that, right?
That's the American dream, apparently.
Absolutely.
And then I looked up because I was like, I have nothing against trying to save the planet. I just think, in my honest opinion, I just think it's too late for that. And I'm not saying don't at least try, but fuck, we've just done enough damage that I don't think we're going to be able to save it. Yeah, honestly. That's why we need to start looking for another planet to go to, because this one's kind of like, this one's on, I know that's, so I looked up and I was like, okay, what like difference is it making, or how is it really helping? And it's like, yeah, it's only about worldwide 0.03 that plastic straws make up of like the trash in this world, and like what actually like is harming. And it's like, that's not like what happened to the other 99.97, because that's the one that we probably should be more worried about. Because if I'm gonna live here and we're already doomed, at least enjoy what the fuck I'm drinking. Or because there's nothing worse for me than like, it was for me the first time I kind of noticed it and I got really pissed off was, I think it was either a shake or a smoothie, and I was really excited. I was like, oh. I'm about to tear this up. And then they give me that straw, and I was like, who thought this was a good idea? Because those take forever to, like, especially like a smoothie or like a shake, if they give it to you nice and cold, it's like, it takes a while for it to kind of melt, and it's like dissolving while it's in there.
I like that, just that shift. It's like, everything was calm. It's like, who thought this was a good idea?
And over, at least here, it's like, it's still not, it is not a normal thing. So a lot of places here still have not adopted that to where,
no,
like,
but you know what the thing, you, I think what happened was, because when they initially came out, I think Starbucks was like the first one to try to like make it a thing,
yeah,
make it, yeah, like really make it.
I think so McDonald's was like right behind them.
Yeah, but either way, after like a week or two, they completely fucking abandoned the whole idea because they're like, no, fucking, yeah, people don't like this shit. We need to stop or we're going to keep losing customers. I mean, they did that thing. They have that new plastic lid, whatever, which doesn't really change anything if you really want to think about it. Now you're just removing the element of the straw because you can just drink it straight from that little spout that they made for it. But
yeah,
then I don't, what the fuck, why? I mean, just, well, they
realize that nobody likes to get a fucking frap
because like
with a goddamn paper straw.
They don't just like make it and just fucking put it out to the public. They have their little testing procedures and they have their quality control. So who are these assholes that were sitting in the lab sipping their fucking paper straws as they're dissolving and still thinking like, no, they're not gonna mind, this is totally fine. Their faces are coming closer to the drink, not because they're running out of drink, but because the straw is literally disintegrating into the fucking, into the
and coffee. It's dissolving both ways, both,
yeah,
in your mouth and in the fucking drink.
Yeah,
and it's just like, I don't understand why. Again, try to save the planet if you can. I try my best to do little things here and there, but it's just like, at the end of the day, this place is going to shit. Like, if we have not, I'm more of a realistic than a pessimistic. Like, I just seen all the damage that we've done, and it's like, how much more can this planet really take?
We're fine. We'll be fine for a long time.
Oh, and that's the thing too. Also, that it's more selfish because I know that I'm not gonna live long enough to see it actually come to flames. So it's just like, I'm fine during my time. Oh, okay. Yeah, like, I'm okay with all this stuff because I don't think I'm gonna live long enough to see that.
You know, the small thing of it is, was that when she brought her drinks initially, like, I had that one moment, like, where it was, what am I, in California? I got to ask for a fucking straw, right? I had that for, like, a second, solid second. After that went away, I drunk from the cup, and I was like, whatever, no problem. But then she came back. I was like, oh, do you want some? She offered me the shit instead of, like, just, like, seeing everybody's perfectly content just drinking from the actual cups and shit. She's like, oh, hold on. You guys are having a little bit too much fun. Let me shit on you a little. Here's some fucking papers. It's like in the Marine Corps when you're having too much fun, and then like a higher up just know he can sense it. He feels it in his bones. He has to come in and shut it down and make you fucking PT for a few hours just because.
Is that a sixth sense that they have?
Yeah. Somebody in this unit is having fun.
Too much fun.
Shut it down.
And I think the idea with that is that to have fun is good. Just you can't let it go too far.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have good and bad times to enjoy the good times. So it's like, oh, y'all having fun? Good to go. Here's some bad stuff. And then reminisce about the stuff that you, the fun that you were having.
The crazy thing is that the bad stuff usually is like, the bad shit is the stuff that you remember the most.
Oh, absolutely.
And then like afterwards, it's sort of a fond memory. Like I would never.
That's why I don't get when, especially you were talking about why do we pamper people? This is why I also don't agree with that. It's like, why? People remember the bad things more anyways.
Yeah, of course.
It teaches you a lesson. If, like, these warnings for this weather, it's like, you want people to learn, let them go out there with their little dog, and when they start flying away, maybe they'll take the wind seriously. When Toto
starts to, like, levitate, and he can't really keep up with you because it's, like, kind of windy, and he's trying to piss, but the shit's, like, spraying you in the face at 20 miles an hour. You feel, like, little shards of, like, crystals, like, hitting you in the face. You're like, maybe it's not a good idea to be outside. Yeah. Then make it up for yourself. Don't fucking wait for the government to be like, no, don't do it. It's bad. It's like, calm down. Thanks for the
warning.
That's
the other thing that I'm saying. It's like everybody kind of has a window where everybody can go outside and determine from there whether the weather is bad enough for them. It's not like you go outside and you see rain clouds forming and you're like, nah, I'm still going to wear a t-shirt because Susie on the fucking news said that it was going to be fine.
Oh, God, I never believe weather people.
Oh, no, they're, I think, the biggest scams.
Like, 80% of the time, they're fucking wrong. Oh, my God.
I don't know. Yeah, that's why even checking the weather, I usually don't, other than I'm checking it in advance for something that I might do. But other than that, I just look out my window and it's like...
I check the app because... I only check the app like for whatever's going on for that day. So whatever they have, what they think is forecasted for like, you know, the next day, I'm just like, no, bullshit. Too many fucking times, like way too many times have I seen it like, oh, you know, the forecast for the next 3 days is like, you know, sunny with a light chance of rain, but you know, it's mostly sunny, blah 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 blah. And then you're out for like 4 hours and you're all of a sudden like, what the fuck is going on here? Danny said that the fucking weather was gonna be fine. What the hell, Danny? Channel 7, what's your fucking problem?
And the thing is, like, once they wrong you a couple of times, you would learn. But people still keep going back to them.
You'd hope people would learn.
Yeah.
But nope.
It's like you wronged me twice already, and I got rained on, and, you know, my favorite jacket got fucked up because of you.
And he didn't, you know the thing is, it's like, you know what, okay, you made a mistake, that's fine. At least apologize, Danny.
They don't.
No, they just come right back with that same stupid fucking smile, and they're like, well, today it's probably going to snow.
They stand firm. They were like, yes, it was sunny yesterday.
You gotta, you know, there's something admirable about that, you know? I mean, they do teach you that. It's like, hey, if you're wrong, just be confident in your wrongness.
Just go with it, yeah.
It's more attractive to people.
I know, that's something that I never kind of understood, was that I never grasped that from that saying, because I always got told that. It's like, even if you're wrong, just say something. It's like, no, like,
oh, just
maybe
like,
we should be saying the right things and not just be, because that's kind of like, not to again drag his name in the mud, but kind of like David is kind of does. It's like he says a lot of like things that's like
wrong,
but he believes it so much that people are like, huh? And then you look it up, and it's like, no, that was completely off.
And then, no, that's not what I said.
Yeah, that's not what I said at all. Whatever was right is what I said.
And just I'm sick like, of it. It's like, you know what that just reminded me of is when whenever they say there are no stupid questions.
Oh.
What are you doing?
Absolutely there are.
What are you doing? Absolutely there are stupid questions. I think this semester I did take the opportunity when one of my teachers said, I mean, I have the facial expressions down packed every single time I hear that anyway, wherever I am, whether it's in class or like at another fucking place where somebody's giving, or, you know, you're doing something fun. Oh, like we went axe throwing, right? And like they have to have their regular, you know, they have their fucking, they have to give you their safety brief. They're like, use two hands and blah, 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 blah. If you have any questions, you can ask. There are no stupid questions. And then you just hit them with that. Come on. Really? There absolutely are stupid questions. But I think for this semester, when we did the whole, you know, introduce yourself thing, and then the teacher was like, there are no stupid questions. I think I did this time finally just like hit that space bar and be like, yes, yes, there are stupid questions. let's not pretend here. Come on. I mean, yeah, we're supposed to, but like not in that way.
Because there's people that, yes, are shy too. And I think that's what kind of gets it out is by saying that it's like, oh, there are no stupid questions. So people do ask questions. That's one thing. But there absolutely are stupid questions or questions that, especially the ones that already been covered, like throw an axe with two hands. Can I throw it with my foot? Okay, what did I just say?
Did you not hear anything else that I had just said?
Anything that I said. It's like
fucking 5 minutes and they're just like no, I missed it.
It's like, so yeah, everybody out there are stupid questions. Stop asking them.
Or you know what, like in that situation it's like, all right, obviously it's a stupid question, but like if you were still too nervous to say it, do your stupid shit after they leave and then learn on your own. Like, oh no, I can't throw it with my foot because I might, well, I don't even know how you would do that in the first place. But, you know, anyway, like, yeah, do your stupid shit when they're not looking. All right?
I just remembered when Dwight tried to drink coffee with his foot.
Oh, yeah. His feet. There you go. I'll have the dexterity of a chimp. And you will look like an idiot. Okay.
All right.
No, that stupid question thing, though, that gets me every time. I don't know. It's like, why are we going to just like pretend like you can just say whatever you want and like just have it be okay? It's like, yeah, no, you're a special flower. You're important. Whatever you say, you're a unique snowflake. You're everything you say is important. Like,
which honestly, I was thinking about the other day. I don't think there's just too many people in the world for everyone to be unique. That's just, to me, I'm just like, there's no way everyone is unique.
No way.
There are people that literally look alike. Like,
oh, they're doppelganger.
And have never met each other or anything. It's like, there's just no way that if God is out there creating everybody, he has enough ingredients to create everyone differently. It's just like people are going to, especially living in a society where there's, you know, pop culture and fucking the news and this all this social media, it's like everybody's influenced by something that it almost a lot of people are going to have the same thought and be almost the same fucking person.
You know, I think everybody should probably do this. I was disconnected from the news for like a good week and a half, and I didn't die somehow. somehow my mind didn't melt because I wasn't, you know, fed all this fucking bullshit. Some of it true, some of it not true. Who the fuck knows?
But who knows? Like,
I think it's healthy for fucking just people just step away from it for like a couple of days or whatever and just realize that it's not the end of the world. Especially with this, like with the election and stuff. It's like, yeah, certain people it does affect their day to day lives. Most people, no.
Not really.
It doesn't. But like,
not really.
For whatever reason, like, they want this victory just to have it for that day. And then like 3 or 4 months into their term, they're like, hey, so what's your guy done so far? Like, oh, I don't know.
We
won. That's all
like
I know.
Actively in there, like actively following and like
actually you don't really know. Everything.
Yeah.
It's like
what's going on.
It's why, like, why are you gonna sit here and like act like whoever is like in the fucking White House determines your day to day activities? It's so stupid. It's dumb. I don't know.
I know. The message in today's episode is just live your goddamn life. Just fucking stop worrying about everybody much. And just you're in live LA. Your fucking life.
Unless you're in LA, live your life.
Live a life.
Put it that way. Put your stupid fucking mask on, walk inside of the place, and then when you sit down, take it off. That's literally all you have to do.
It's not that hard. Figured
out over here, though. There are some people that are sort of like very, very lightly like sticking it to the man, because there's still no outdoor dining here. And I went to B-Dubs or Buffalo Wild Wings real quick to like pick up some food the other day. And like they have the outside seating, whatever. And then there was like one family like in a corner, like by the door, that actually just like they ordered the takeout and everything, but then they sat down there and they started eating. And I just like kind of walked by and I was just like, good for you. Hell yeah. I was like, yeah, good for you.
Good for you.
I gently felt like a little bit of pride, but I was like, yeah, you know what? Fuck yeah. What are they going to do? You're going to call the cops on a family eating? Probably, but you know.
That's the worst part.
At least like, you know what? I was just like, you know what? Good for you guys. I would join you, but I'm fucking by myself. And I don't know you, so.
That'd be really weird. Strange, man.
But it wasn't the only time, though. I don't remember where. It was like a couple other places that sort of were doing the same thing. And like nobody's saying shit to them, because I think people here are starting to finally, I think I said that on another episode too, like people are starting to finally like kind of push back and stop being like fucking little softy freezies that they normally are. Because the LA bubble is 100% real. It's like it's like whatever is happening outside of LA for people here, they don't really give a shit. They're just like, no, this is only what's going on in here is what matters. So, yeah, the rest of the country, or like most of the country, they're opening back up. No, we're not doing that. The numbers are staggering. Oh my God. But it's like, no, everyone generally has the same issues, but people are living their lives because you can't keep doing this. You just can't.
Yeah, we're gonna see how long this continues. I'm gonna say
it should be interesting to see what old bye boy, but I guess that doesn't really work. What's his first name?
I wouldn't call him
Joey.
That.
Yeah, Joe. See what,
Joey boy.
Let's see what Joe does when he gets in there.
Yeah, because apparently everybody thinks he has the solution to it.
Oh yeah,
so.
For sure. Yeah, he definitely. Yeah, he's got it all figured out.
I'm interested to see.
Yeah, it's probably in there, but he's not really. He's not gonna have the, you know, the capacity to just turn it, make it into words, and make it something coherent that everybody understands. He's gonna be in the middle of a sentence like, "What was I just talking about?" Sort of like he's done for the past year.
But that's why he has Harris. Hopefully, she's able to pry it out of his mind.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
And on that note, that's a good place to say goodbye to everybody.
Well, that's been another episode of the RDG Show. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a like, and a comment below. Also, hit the notification button so you don't miss out on any of our